Do you ever have those days where you just can't believe you didn't think about dinner? Everybody's hungry, you're stressed, the anxiety is high, everyone is hangry. I know you've heard that said, and you've lived it. What can you do? I'm Katie Keene. Welcome back to Her Home and Heart podcast, where we are conquering overwhelm so that we can create joyful, thriving homes rooted in faith. We will ditch the mom guilt and embrace the richness and the joy of motherhood together. So if you're ready to create a home that reflects your faith while watching your family learn and grow closer, you're in the right place. It's summer, you're out, you're having fun, you're tired when you get home. Nobody wants to sit and cook a meal, especially in a house on a hot day. I have some quick tips because I have had 20 years of having to figure out how to cook for a family that got larger and larger and larger. And there are some simple ways that you can make this happen without stress. I'm really excited to share them with you. Years ago, when I was an early wife, an early mom, I didn't have a lot of years of practice under my belt, and I found myself with two little kids and a deployed husband. And I thought, what am I going to do? I've got to feed us. I spent all my time creating foods for them, but often that meant I left out really nourishing things for me. Or I ate snacks all day, healthy little kid snacks. But it just wasn't what I needed for good self-care. And then as the family grew and we moved more and more often, I knew I needed something. I had to do something to save myself. So I began to learn about batch cooking. I had a friend, she worked at some sort of a business that didn't last long. It was a brilliant concept though. She invited me to come over to this business and to actually try it out. And so I was able to get a really good deal on making a whole bunch of meals ahead. It was pre-made recipes that they offered us, and then they had all the ingredients laid out almost like going to Subway or one of those places like Chipotle where you get to pick and choose what you want to put in it and alter the recipe for yourself. I was able to do that while my husband was deployed and put all those things pre-made into the freezer. And it sort of lit a spark in my brain. I had an aha moment. I didn't have to pay exorbitant fees and have a location that was already set up with preset recipes and pre-cut veggies and meats and all of that. I could create that same thing at my home in my own way, in a way that was tailored to our special food needs. It was tailored to our likes and dislikes and tailored more to the season. I really decided to dig deep into this. Then as our kids had food allergies that crept in or various special diets, this was magical for me because creating a special diet and dealing with food allergies can take extra time. Sometimes it means you're making 2, 3, maybe even 4 different meals in a single mealtime. That's not reasonable when we want to have a regular life where we want to spend time connecting with our kids and learning and engaging and just being able to have time for ourselves too. We cannot be sitting around 3 times a day making 4 different types of meals. So, this is not something that's really hard. It's a matter of thinking ahead and doing some very simple planning. And then you get to use that thinking and that planning over and over and over again. That is the blessing of this. Over time, I actually was able to create menus that were seasonal. And I was able to create menus that were intentionally dairy-free or intentionally nightshade-free. So no tomatoes or peppers or various things that we needed to avoid in different seasons or for different children. I want to share with you how I actually did this in the day-to-day. How did I do that? I was a busy mom, husband was gone or worked really long hours because he had to. How did I do it? How can you do it? Well, okay, it's not going to be so hard. The way that you can start is to simply make 2 to 3 times the amount of any dinner or even lunch or breakfast that you're already making. If it's something that can be frozen and thawed well, not all recipes can be frozen and thawed well. Keep that in mind. There are certain things that you might experiment with and say, yeah, I didn't like that. There are certain vegetables, really, that I don't personally prefer to thaw and eat after they've been frozen. You probably already will have a good idea just by looking at what's already sold in the freezer section. And then think about what recipes are similar to those that you already make in a healthy way. So every time you're making a meal and you have the capacity, just make 2 to 3 times the recipe size and take that extra and freeze it. Freeze it in the portion sizes and label the bag so that you, when you go into the freezer, you're not thinking, what is this? When was it made? And how much is in here? You can look at it and say, oh, I know exactly what this is. I know when it was made and I know how many people it will feed. And you can even write on the bag, just use freezer tape and a pen, that way it doesn't bleed off of the plastic bag and then you don't have that information there later. You can write ideas for what you'd like as a side. It really does help because it removes the thinking, and we already have enough decision fatigue, especially in the summer or around the holidays when there's so much else happening that's out of our normal routine. It's so nice to have the luxury of having already done that thinking one time and not having to do it again. It decreases your overwhelm so quickly, I promise. Another thing you can do is on Saturday or Sunday or even just whatever day you grocery shop, batch prep snacks for the week. I used to have a drawer that the kids knew very specifically was for them in the fridge. It was down low. Instead of having one drawer for veggies, one drawer for fruits, one place for meat, I actually would have one drawer for kids' snacks. And in that drawer, I would pre-wash and pre-cut and put into containers all sorts of healthy, quick grab snacks for the week. So when the kids came to me between meals and said, "Oh, mommy, I'm so hungry," and we were engaged in something, or I was busy doing something else that I needed to do, or we were even in the middle of maybe reading a good novel together, I had those there and available. Maybe a friend invites us out to the park. I don't have time. I want to drop everything and go because it was a last minute invitation on a beautiful day and we have this great opportunity. I don't want to spend it in the kitchen prepping snacks, but I know the kids are going to get hungry at the park. Well, if I've done the once a week snack prep and it's in a drawer right there, I can grab what I need and go. Throw in an ice pack and we're done. So that is another way to reduce your overwhelm and be able to batch so that your summertime or holiday time, anytime that you're busy, we do this for the times that we're going to have a higher level of medical appointments here in my house. It just brings sanity. At the holidays, this was also something that made such a difference for me when the kids were very small. I would have a very deep desire to create amazing holiday treats. Of course, we all do. But I didn't have time to be decorating, wrapping gifts, making sure I had all the gifts purchased, doing the gifts for extended family or friends, and writing Christmas cards, and still homeschooling, still taking care of little kids who needed mommy all the time, and making sure I had that time to connect with them, spend some time with my husband, and make amazing holiday treats. It was too much. And so over time, through trial and error, I learned that the majority of cookie doughs and even pie fillings, and you can make them in a healthy way. So you're not having to go to the store and pick up any of those pre-made brands of dough that are filled with terrible artificial oils and chemicals and things that don't taste good, but are certainly not good for you. You can simply go to the store, buy your normal healthy ingredients, put them together again in a large batch all at one time. Just get 2, 3, 4, maybe even more of the ingredients that you would usually do in one recipe of cookies and make the dough and freeze it. The idea came to me because I went to a cookie swap party when my kids were little, and the women there had pre-made the cookies, baked them, and then frozen them baked, and then thawed them and brought them to the cookie swap, and everyone was able to bring home a ton of wonderful different types of variations of cookies. But I noticed that there was a slight quality difference. It wasn't that much. It really wasn't that much, but I'm just picky. I love very fresh cookies. Maybe you're like that. I thought, well, I'm going to just go ahead and give it a try and see if dough freezes. And so I did. I pre-made my dough. I would roll it. I would wrap it in freezer paper and then some foil, and I would label it, stick it in the freezer. And I would start that process in August or September. The dough lasts for a very long time. You only need a little corner of your freezer when you make these long dough logs. And then you simply pull them out, slice them, and you put them on the tray just like any other cookie dough. And they bake beautifully. And then they have that wonderful fresh taste. Same thing with many of the pie fillings. You can make them ahead. We would make a wonderful sweet potato casserole as well. Same thing. I would make that, put it in the freezer before it was baked, and then take it out and let it thaw a day or two ahead. Throw it in the oven. It was great at all the holiday meals. We still do that. One other tip. When you're traveling, or you know a couple weeks ahead that you have an event for us, it's medical appointments, or if we're going to go camping, or something where I have a little bit of time to think ahead, I will take a plastic bag, usually reuse one from something we've ordered so that there's less waste in the environment, and I will buy pre-made snacks, things that are healthy though. I intentionally will go to various shops that sell them a little bit lower priced, but good brand names, clean ingredients, and then I don't have to bake them or make them ahead because I'm not going to be home. And I put each family member's name on the bag, and then I fill each family member's bag with the same snacks. So I make sure everybody will have something that's fruit-based, dried fruits. I'll make sure everybody has something, if they're not allergic to nuts, that has nuts for some protein. If they are allergic to nuts, they get a totally different thing. And we don't have someone in the home that can't be near a nut. That's a different scenario if you have a nut allergy. So just alter things based on what you need. I'll put applesauce pouches in there. I'll put meat sticks in there and buy a nice clean brand of meat stick. I'll just make these bags ahead. Make sure there's one for the whole family. Stick it in a grocery shopping bag and tie the bag up and stick it in the top of the pantry. That way, when it's time to go and I've known ahead that we had this event planned, all we have to do is grab that bag of pre-filled snacks out of the pantry and our water bottles, and we'll pre-make something like maybe a sandwich, and we're good to go. Throw it all in a cooler bag, we're done. And I'm not scrambling. It's another way to just take a breath. And you can make those pre-made bags for the top of your pantry as early as you want. I mean, honestly, you could do a set for a quarter and just have them to grab and go, because those pre-made snacks that you can buy, they don't go bad quickly. Okay, two more tips for you and then we are done, because this is a little bit longer than average podcast, but I really wanted to be able to share as many of these ideas with you, because not all of them will resonate with you. I know that. And you will have an opportunity to pick from all the different ones and just do which one makes you have less overwhelm and the ability to focus more on finding joy and on enjoying being present with your kids, with your family, or with whatever activity you're doing, and not thinking so much about scrambling for food, getting exhausted or frazzled. I hope this will just bring you some peace and extra joy. So one of the other big tips, I've given you a few big tips and a few small tips, but is to batch menu plan and then grocery list creation. I mentioned that in the beginning when I told you I would make 2 to 3 meals at a time, and over time I built menus that were in various types of segmentation. Do that. Make yourself 2 months worth of menu. And you know, you can recycle recipes. If you don't have the same thing for a couple weeks, nobody's gonna bother. They won't be bothered when you bring it back. It'll be fine. But go ahead and sit down with your notepad or your computer, whatever you use that works well for you, and think through, just take some time over a couple of days, little tiny spots of time that you can find, and build your menu for breakfasts. Then build your menu for lunch. Then build your menu for dinners. And then build a snack menu. And that way it is done for you. And you just have that pack of recipes that are practically precious to you. And you use it over and over and over again. And you can add and subtract as you go. But having the grocery list for each recipe is vital. I was able to just flip open my book to whichever season it was or whichever type of menu I needed. And I would be able to look at the recipe and say, oh, here's what I need to put on my grocery list. It made it so simple for me, especially when I was dragging around 5 kids with me at any grocery shopping trip, having to push a stroller in one hand, pull a cart in another hand. I didn't have the energy to also do a ton of thinking ahead of that. Usually we were shopping on days we'd gone out to our homeschool tutorial or some sort of therapy appointment. I had enough in my mind. I didn't want to constantly be reinventing the wheel, trying to think of what grocery items went with every single recipe. So just having a batch list of recipes, you know, this is so helpful. And when you flip open that page and you see all the items you need, the kind of meat, the kind of veggies, approximately how many, you don't have to put like the teaspoons of anything. You just need to know what you need to buy. And that allowed me to quickly go through my cabinets, so I didn't buy duplicates too, because I could see what I needed. I could quickly peek in the cabinet, in the fridge, see what I had, and then only add to the list, my official list that I take with me, what I actually needed that week. I love to have paper. I don't know. That's just me. I'm old school. I love a 3-ring binder. So I would use those plastic page protectors. So I would take all the menu with grocery lists that I would make, and I would just stick it in plastic page protector. My kids love the Notes app. Whatever you prefer, you use it how you like it, but just make sure you have easy, simple access that you will not forget. The last thing I really want to encourage you to do is have a science project with your kids and just grow some herbs. Some of our favorite are rosemary. It's almost impossible to kill it unless you overwater it. We love sage and we love thyme. And occasionally in the right seasons, we will grow cilantro and we will grow basil. Just absolutely love those. It's a wonderful, extremely simple project, but it pays off because when you go to the store and you try to buy those, they are very, very pricey, especially if you're looking for organic, which for our family is very necessary. Herbs are very cleansing to the body, so if you can find organic, do it. If you can grow it yourself, that's even better. Go get a pack of organic seeds, pop them in the windowsill in little tiny pots, and then you could even make them outside in the summer. We love to grow them, especially in the summer, and harvest and freeze or dry. So my tip to you is to save a lot of money and to have food that is so much more magnificently fresh tasting. Grow and harvest and freeze your own herbs. When I go and harvest the rosemary, the sage, and the thyme, I actually just harvest them all at one time, a couple times during the summer, and then we take them in and we wash them and pat them dry, and I freeze them all in the same bag. I just put them in a nice freezer bag because I know I'm going to use that for chicken and turkey all through the rest of the year. And so I don't need them separated. But if you wanted it separated, do that. And just make sure you know where to find it and that you remember it's your go-to. Saves money and it is so much tastier. So those are my tips today for batching like a boss mom so that you can save time and reduce stress. Batch cooking can be a really fun project. You can get the family involved. You can put on good music. You can make a plan for it ahead so the kids are excited. You won't always get all kids excited, so don't feel bad if one just really poo-poos it. It's okay. But just do your best. Get as many of them involved as you can and make an event of it. And you will find that you will be breathing easier. You will feel so much more free. You will have so much less overwhelm. You'll be able to come and go more freely, feeling fed. You will find so many fewer events where somebody is screaming and angry only because they're hungry. If you can eliminate that, you can increase the amount of enjoyment that you have in your day-to-day life so quick, overnight. All right, my dear friend, I am so glad I got to spend this time with you. Thank you for listening to this extra long, somewhat scattered podcast. I hope these tips were helpful to you. Please let me know what you thought. Come and join the group. The link is in the description. I would absolutely love to hear what you thought. And come and just start the conversation there with us, please. Give your tips. I want to know more from you. What do you find useful? What other tips have I not included that you could share with the other families that would bless them? If you would please bless someone else by sharing this show with them, that would be a gift both to the show and to all the moms out there with hearts like ours who want to nurture their family, create deep family bonds, and love the motherhood journey. If you would share it with somebody, that would be a true gift. And if you can't think of anybody, that's okay. Just leave a review here and it'll help Apple share it with a whole lot of other people instead. All right, be blessed. I'll be back with you next week. Bye. As busy homeschooling parents, we are always looking for new ways to balance our busy lives. If you have not heard of CTC Math, I'm very excited to share about it with you. My family is often on the go to medical appointments and therapies and all the different things that I know you also experience. CTC Math is a godsend because it allows my kids to learn at their own pace and in their own way. Head over to ctcmath.com and start your free trial and tell them we sent you.